Judges chapter 21. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, "None of us will allow his daughter to marry a Benjaminite." The people came to Bethel and sat until evening before God and wept, grieving bitterly. They said, "O Lord, the God of Israel, why has this happened in Israel, that there should be today one tribe lacking in Israel?" On the next day the people got up early, built an altar there, and offered a burnt offering and peace offerings. The Israelites said, "Who is there among all the tribes of Israel who did not assemble before the Lord?" For they had taken a solemn oath concerning anyone who did not come up to the Lord at Mizpah, vowing, "He must surely be put to death." The Israelites had compassion on Benjamin their brother, and lamented, "Today there is one tribe cut off from Israel. How can we find wives for those who are left, since we have sworn by the Lord that we will not allow them to marry our daughters?" They asked, "Who among the tribes of Israel did not come up to the Lord at Mizpah?" They found that no one from Jabesh-Gilead had come to the camp that had assembled. When the people were counted, no one from Jabesh-Gilead was present. The congregation sent there 12,000 valiant warriors and told them, "Go and strike down with the sword the residents of Jabesh-Gilead, including the women and children. This is what you are to do: totally destroy every male and every woman who is not a virgin." They found among the residents of Jabesh-Gilead 400 young virgins who had never had sexual relations with a man. They brought them to the camp at Shiloh in the land of Canaan. The whole congregation sent and spoke to the Benjaminites that were at the rock of Rimmon and offered them peace. Benjamin returned at that time. They gave them the women they had saved alive from the women at Jabesh-Gilead, but there was not enough women for them. So the people had compassion for Benjamin, because the Lord had made a hole in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation asked, "How should we find wives for those who remain, since the women were destroyed from Benjamin?" Then they said, "There must be heirs for those from Benjamin who escaped, that a tribe not be blotted out from Israel. But we cannot give them wives from our daughters, for the Israelites had sworn, 'Cursed be anyone who gives a wife to Benjamin.'" They said, "Look, there is a feast of the Lord from year to year in Shiloh, which is north of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goes up from Bethel to Shechem, and south of Labona." So they commanded the Benjaminites, saying, "Go hide in the vineyards and watch. When the daughters of Shiloh come out for their dances, then come out of the vineyards and let every man catch his wife from the daughters of Shiloh, and then return home to the land of Benjamin. When their fathers or brothers come to complain to us, we will tell them, 'Do us a favor and let us have them, because each man did not capture a wife in battle. You did not incur guilt by giving up your daughters to them.'" So the Benjaminites did as they were told, and caught wives according to their number from those who danced. They carried them off and returned to their own territory, and rebuilt the cities and settled in them. Then the Israelites left there, everyone returning to his tribe and family. They went home, each to his own land inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel. Each man did what was right in his own eyes.